Here's Pierre Dorion. Do you have an emergency goaltender at every game in the rink every game? We're just talking about this with Vegas.
Yes.
Yeah, you do?
Yes, and we do. It's now, if I'm not mistaken, and again, I don't want to speak out of line here, I think it's league mandated now.
And he's available for either team, right? That if something should happen.
Either team, yeah, exactly.
Pierre.
Exactly. If anything were to happen, in most cases, what he does is he just dresses and stays in the dressing room.
We wanted to bring you up. Congratulations on the deal. I know you've been working hard on this, and it was clear in your emotions today that you're happy about this. You had a bit of a jump in your step when you were up there. So I'm happy for you there. One thing that you brought up was the 6-year contract that Kyle ends up signing with Nashville, and you said it was never on the table with you. Had you? So that's correct, right?
Yes. Okay. Yes. They always talked about 7 and 8 years. And now that he's a player of Nashville's property, I don't know if it's right for me to discuss this at any further length. But I'm trying to be as open as possible.
Can you tell me whether or not, did you bring up 6 years or a shorter deal? Let's talk in specifics, 6 years. And they turned it down? They didn't want to talk about 6 years?
We never really discussed it.
Okay. So were you surprised at 6 years that he signs for that term?
I don't know. You're catching me a bit off guard here. I'm just happy for Kyle. You know, Kyle was great here, and I'm just happy for him that he got a contract that he's happy with and they're happy with. But that really was never any specifics that we got into. They made it very clear to us that they were looking for 7 or 8 years, okay, as everyone reported.
I apologize for hitting you that. I thought it softened you up with the backup.
No, that's
the
all right. Hey,
the emergency goalie
there
thing softened you up.
Yeah, soft question, then go after the hard one. Yeah.
Has Darren sent you his resume for the backup
for the
goalie?
Backup goalie?
Yeah, he's got a resume for
Pierre
that.
Pierre Dorion's with us, so you've got Matt Duchene in the fold now. He looked really excited, too. Tell me, statistically, the numbers between the center that's out and the center that's in are really similar over the last 3-plus years. Tell me where Matt Duchene, in your eyes, you feel like is an upgrade for your hockey club.
Well, for us, we definitely feel it's an upgrade. I think you got to take everything into context. Last year, we were definitely a team on the up and on the go, and you know, Kyle had a great productive year and was part of our, you know, very successful playoff run, a goal from being away in the Stanley Cup final. And I think the Avalanche were on a path to one of the worst teams in the NHL. So I think you got to take all those things into context. But when you get a player who's, you know, won Olympic gold, who's been a part of the World Cup on World Championships, I think you can't, that pedigree speaks for itself. And for us to bring that other piece in, while we knew that we were going to have a hard time to sign Kyle, you know, we used that asset to get what we felt is an upgrade at our forward position.
Now, Pierre, so we talk about Kyle signs for 6 years. Duchene's got, a year and 3/4 left. Have you got any sense, was any discussion in a framework in place in any way, shape, or form, or are you taking your chance that you can sign him in 2019?
No, obviously, Gord, you know that we can't talk contracts until July 1st, but I can tell you that Pat Bresso and I have a very good relationship. We've known each other for many years, and we feel confident that when time comes be, we got another fairly big contract to do, hopefully, in early July next year, and I've referred to him as, I think, on the eighth day God created him. So we have that contract to do at some point in time, hopefully over the course of the summer. But we feel confident here that in the necessary time frame, that hopefully we could have some good conversations with Pat Bresso when we're allowed to do it.
For the uneducated in hockey religion, that's Eric Karlsson's contract that's coming up. Curious, were you surprised at all when Matt Duchene was in the lineup for Colorado yesterday?
No, because I was at my son's birthday supper, and I got a call from Joe at about 20 after 5, and it seemed that, you know, the part that we were all waiting for was the agreement between Nashville and Colorado. Joe and I had a deal now for about a week or so, And we knew no matter what, we'd get this done between the two of us. And Joe, out of respect to Kyle, didn't want to put him in his lineup and then trade him afterwards. He just felt it wasn't the right thing to do. And my respect for Joe Sakic just keeps growing day by day, because he was not the one that held it, that was holding it up. It was the agreement between Nashville and Colorado. And for them to get the deal done, David asked permission to talk to Kyle, and there was a contract that needed to be done between those two parties. And it took me, contracts are usually can't be done in 5 minutes, and it's probably took closer to an hour. And Joe gave me his word as soon as the other parties agreed to a contract, they'd pull him out of the lineup. And they did that, and I was praying that he wouldn't get hurt in those two or three shifts that he played.
Pierre, when did Nashville get permission or ask for permission, maybe it happened simultaneously, to talk contract with Kyle? Was that yesterday? Or was it Saturday or Friday?
Yesterday, yeah.
Yesterday?
No, yeah, it was... yesterday is when David requested the formal permission, and we granted it to him. I had no issues doing that. We felt that, Kyle wanted to have some security, and we owed it to him. Kyle's been a great player here, and I think if you do things with class, things come back to you in a good way, and we wanted to show Kyle the respect and class that he deserved to get a chance to negotiate a contract.
So Turris, for the Senators, for you guys, he plays all situations, power play, penalty kill. Duchesne the same. Is that what's expected of him coming in as well, to take on that kind of overall play that we've seen from him with your club?
Yes, actually, that's exactly what we're looking for, Matt. Kyle hasn't played as much PK in the last but at the same time, we hope that he can play in all situations, and I leave that up to Guy Boucher. He's done a great job here, and we're very happy with the job that Guy's done, and he'll use him to the best of his wits, the best of his ability, and we'll just go from there.
And also just adding Duchesne, Olympics, World Cup, that experience. I know you got some guys in your locker room, Carlson, but to add another guy with that kind of experience, important to your locker room and your team?
Yes, for the simple reason that someone that's been through the highest pressures, I think the Olympics will all agree are the highest pressures. If you combine it with the final of the Stanley Cup and these type of events, and when you're playing for Canada's Olympic team, we know I don't know if there's any more pressure in the world than playing for that. And Matt performed well in the World Cup last year in the Olympics, and to get a player of that caliber who's lived those experiences, I think can only help our locker room and our team.
So, Pierre, the anatomy of a deal, we heard the back end there that you had your piece done with Colorado. You're waiting for Nashville and Colorado. How long ago did you talk to Joe Sakic, and when did you have your piece done with Joe Sakic?
Oh, Joe and I sometime this week, Joe and I came to an agreement, or over the last 10 days, we were very close, or like maybe it was just, maybe it got to be Hammond or the third rounder, but the biggest part of the deal has been done for, I'd say, about 10 days or so, 7-10 days, I'd tell you that it would agreed upon. And as I said before, it was Joe didn't want to do that to Kyle, to just put him in his lineup and then have him to trade him at the trade deadline or along the way. And I totally agreed with Joe's perspective on that. I don't think Kyle deserved to go through that. And if he was going to go anywhere, it could be somewhere he could go long term. And both Joe and I had no issues with that.
Okay, Tumar, and this one is on Turris. How much communication did you have with him and his camp because you had this deal in place? And then we heard about it, Elliot Friedman's reporting on the weekend, where it seemed to fall apart. So how much communication do you have there?
With
Kyle and
Kyle
his camp.
Kyle and his agent?
Yeah.
We talked daily, multiple times.
Would you
daily
tell them this is happening? This is about to go down. We've got a deal in place? Or you?
No, okay. No. But I think his agent had a good idea that he was going to tell him.
Okay.
But at the same time, Kyle really believed that we should try and keep this as in-house as impossible, which we tried to do, out of respect for the player. I think Matt Duchesne's name was always out there, but I don't think there were many trade rumors about Kyle. So we had multiple discussions, and a lot with his agent, Kurt Overhart, and I at least talked minimum 5 times a day over the last week or so.
Boy, it'd be nice to get rid of him for a while now. I'm just kidding. The two throwaways. Do families go on this trip to Stockholm?
No.
Okay. That's our producer thought for sure.
It's about getting 4 points.
I said that to our producer, and he thought it was a sightseeing trip. And do you know
he's
who?
Just a kid.
Do you know who Paisley is?
Who?
Paisley. Okay, that is Matt Duchesne's dog, and he.
Yes.
Okay, so
I did talk to Matt yesterday about his wife Ashley, mm-hmm. and what were the arrangements, but we did not bring up the dog. And funny enough, if he would have brought his dog named Paisley, my two kids named our dog about 4 years ago Carlson, so we could have had a good discussion.
Well, you're allowed awesome. To bring your dogs to the rink in Ottawa. I see the boys are bringing them at morning
school.
So the dog's going to Sweden.
No.
Okay.
Hey, Pierre,
no.
Thanks for being a great sport with us today, and enjoy the trip overseas. That'll be a soft transition for Matt Duchesne with Colorado being your opposition. Thanks for doing this. Congratulations on the deal.
Hey, always a pleasure, guys.